Video: horrific, missing Florida teen dismembered after meeting man on social media. By Amy Furr on March 9, 2025. Police say a missing 16-year-old girl in Gulfport, Florida, was found dismembered after meeting a 35-year-old man online. The victim, Miranda Corsett, was lured through a social media app to meet the suspect, identified as Stephen Gress, on February 14, the New York Post reported on Saturday. An image shows the victim in the case. In a social media post on Friday, the St. Petersburg Police Department detailed the matter, saying after she met with the man initially, she returned home but went back to his residence the following day. That home is a duplex at 2708 27th Avenue North. She was reported missing to Gulfport police on February 24. Miranda remained with Gress and his domestic partner, Michelle Brands, age 37, at the home. On February 20, a dispute occurred and she was beaten. Sometime between February 20 and February 24, she was killed, the agency said. Images show the victim and the couple involved in the case. The Post article cited an affidavit which said Corsett was beaten after the couple accused her of stealing a ring from them. The couple then allegedly held the victim against her will for more than 7 days and tortured her by repeatedly beating the victim and eventually stuffing a billiard ball into her mouth and wrapping her face with plastic wrap, causing her to suffocate, per the affidavit. According to police, Gress allegedly placed her body in a car and went to a house in Largo. Evidence at the Largo home indicates the body was dismembered, driven to Hillsborough County and placed in a dumpster at 2893 14th Avenue Southeast, Ruskin. Detectives located the dumpster and are working to find the body, law enforcement explained. Gress was already sitting behind bars after an incident on March 5 when he allegedly pointed a harpoon at his domestic partner, and he was also accused of possessing drugs. Brands turned herself into police on Saturday. She is facing a charge of first-degree murder, while Gress was charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. According to Fox 35, Corsett, who is the mother of an 11-month-old, was a homeschooled student who lived with her grandmother because her parents are deceased. "We are very familiar with Miranda," said Commander Mary Ferrand, the acting police chief for the city of Gulfport. "She is a frequent runaway and she has a history of mental health issues as well as drug abuse. The grandmother is her primary caregiver at this time. She said she normally comes home, so she doesn't report her missing every time she leaves. She just didn't come back in a timely manner this time." In his statement on the case, St. Petersburg Police Chief Anthony Holloway said, "This is a horrific crime. We are still investigating it, and we want to make sure we bring justice for Miranda. We will look at every piece of evidence that we can find. I want to say, we want to hold all responsible parties accountable."